Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Man, this is Peter from Voice of America. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am getting you very faintly.
Yeah, is it better now?
Try another position.
Okay, is it better now?
Well, let's continue. It's not that much better. I can get you.
Okay. That Boko Haram has threatened to launch several attacks again on Cameroon. Your area, your constituents have been faced with attacks from Boko Haram recently. How concerned are you about this latest threat from Boko Haram?
My constituency is way far off from the area concerned. I am in the northwest region, and the Boko Haram is principally in the far north region. After the far north region, you have the north region, you have the Adamawa region, part of the west before you get into the northwest. Boko Haram activities, the area I come from is completely out of the scene of Boko Haram attacks.
All right. Now, well said. But as a parliamentarian, how concerned are you about this? And will this matter be raised when you reconvene in parliament?
Surely. We did raise it in the last session. And when we come back in March, because our next session is in March, when we come back in March, we have to raise it because it's great concern for all of us Cameroonians, and particularly for elected officials, because you understand that when a country is attacked as we are, much of the resources that ought to be used to bring development and other activities are now diverted to, for war and for riposte on Boko Haram. So it's a great concern to every person and particularly to us elected officials. So we will have to raise it and see how government reaction of how or how our forces are reacting to. There is a great concern from all the actors around, and we are insisting that we need to do a little bit more in order to tackle the issue of Boko Haram, which is what we have been saying in the past, because the northern part so far has been neglected, and we think that it is time to really get on to, develop the area by constructing roads, by doing things which should bring the population closer to each other, and the way our reaction would be faster than what we have at the moment.
Now, Honorable Banerjee, some government supporters are saying that the recent airstrike ordered by President Paul Biya is one indication that the government is serious about combating these terrorists from Boko Haram. Others are saying that the government should do more. What group of thought do you belong to?
I think if the airstrikes can solve the problem of Boko Haram, definitely it would be necessary to engage in something forceful, because we're not going to be doing sit and hide with terrorists. I think everybody admits that this is a terrorist group, and nobody can condone any terrorist activity because it disturbs society and the functioning of society. So government, the government should, if the airstrikes and more of it can help to solve the problem of Boko Haram, they should be engaged. But I want to say that there is a lot of reflection and coming from a constituency where people are very alert. And many of my constituents are asking the question, what is the Nigerian government doing? How is their reaction to the Boko Haram phenomenon? Because if Cameroon is striking hard and Nigerians are not doing the same, because we would harm Boko Haram if both governments were striking them at the same time and harming them together, we could come to terms with it as early as possible. So while Cameroon is striking hard, we would expect Nigeria to do the same, so that, like I believe, from the U.S., where you are, anything about terrorism, any civilized person should say that if there is a way of striking hard on terrorists and terrorism, we should do that.
Now, Honorable Banajem, some lawmakers I spoke to in Cameroon are saying that there's need for the government to outline in parliament a detailed plan or its policies to combat this Boko Haram and ensure security is improved around the northern corridor, where they know very well Boko Haram strikes at supposedly soft targets in the country. What do you say to that?
Sure. We have been saying, like I said, that I think in our last talk, I said that we have been pressing on government to get all the stakeholders on board and involve every person who can do something, who can give information, who can act in a way that our activities should be fruitful.
Thank you very much, Honorable Banajem, for speaking with the Voice of America News.
Thank you.